SPLC targets gay group as hate group for opposing transgenderism. By Warner Todd Houston on June 7, 2024. The left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, has put a group run by gays on its hate map because the group opposes the transgendering of children. The SPLC, which has assigned itself the role of being the arbiter of what constitutes a hate group, is now smearing the group Gays Against Groomers as a hate group. According to its latest Year in Hate and Extremism report in conjunction with its updated hate map, the leftist organization went all in this year to accuse a variety of medical organizations, Christian organizations, and family advocates of being hate groups over opposition to the radical LGBTQ agenda, and especially opposition to transgenderism. In its report, issued on June 4, the SPLC claimed that in 2023 it had documented 86 active anti-LGBTQ plus hate groups, about 33% higher than 2022, and the highest number ever recorded by the SPLC. The increase is primarily the result of anti-trans organizing motivated by the hard right's renewed focus on false conspiracy theories that paint LGBTQ plus people, notably trans people and drag artists, and their allies as sexual predators, the extreme left-wing organization added. SPLC added many new entries to its so-called hate map, including Advocates Protecting Children in Virginia, the California Policy Council, the Center for Christian Virtue in Ohio, the Child and Parent Rights Campaign in Georgia, the Family Action Council of Tennessee, the Florida Family Policy Council, Frontline Policy Council in Georgia, the Louisiana Family Forum, Massachusetts Family Institute, the Montana Family Foundation, the Pennsylvania Family Institute, and the Family Foundation of Virginia. But the SPLC also added a group actually run by gay Americans. This year SPLC added the group Gays Against Groomers to its hate map. The group was started in 2022 as an X account by leader Jamie Michelle, who is alarmed at the left's growing attempts to sexualize younger and younger children to promulgate the extremist LGBTQ agenda. Michelle began railing online about drag queen story hours in schools and libraries, opposed highly sexualized books in school libraries, and slammed the permanent medical transgendering of small children. Last year, Michelle spoke before the political activist group Moms for Liberty, and told the audience that many gay people quietly oppose the radical LGBTQ agenda. Gay people are not a monolith. I'm here to tell you that not all of us are on board with this new modern rainbow movement we are seeing now. In fact, it is the majority of us who are not, Michelle said in her speech. That is why I started this organization. I could no longer sit by and watch this toxic ideology be foisted upon children in our name, in my name. I knew I wasn't alone. The truth is, we never consented to pornographic filth being given to children in schools. We never consented to woke doctors sterilizing and mutilating children in our name. We never consented to radical trans activists taking over and speaking on our behalf, she added. Not only is this agenda hurting children, but us as well. The radicals who have hijacked our community are setting us back decades with their assault on children, Michelle said. The acceptance we as gays and lesbians fought to achieve in this country is now being erased seemingly overnight, and it's devastating for us to watch happen. This is the person the SPLC says is the principal representative of a hate group. Unfortunately, the SPLC is often held up by the media as the lone authority on defining a hate group, which violates one of journalism's chief practices of getting more than one source to identify whether something is a fact. The SPLC is a singular group and there is no other organization that tracks hate groups. Not even the FBI offers lists of hate groups for the public to track. Consequently, the media often parrot the SPLC's biased, left-wing claims and presents their hate group identifications as facts, instead of the partisan activism they really are. Watch, Gays Against Groomers demolishes trans ideology at CA school board meeting. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.